Welcome again, Common Folk News online listeners and readers. Today is Friday, September the 23rd, 2011. Last week, during our first broadcast over the internet, we made the Douglas alumni out of Memphis, Tennessee, our number one and main subject to talk about. This week, they're still running a top first to be discussed. Top issues for the Douglas Alumni Association. Fines apparently have been levied against the DAA for failure to file a 2009 tax return. Those that are familiar with nonprofits know that nonprofits must file a Form 990 with the IRS, and it needs to be filed each year. Well, DAA has failed to file their 990 for 2009, and the 2010 990 has not been filed either. And members are expecting a second fine in excess of, again, $1,400 to be levied against the DAA for failure to file. As you may know, this past year, the IRS took away the exemption status of many nonprofits across the nation because they failed to file a tax return in 3 years. Now, let's set the stage. These issues with the DAA are not new. As a matter of fact, they've been discussed so heavily at this past Saturday's meeting. The new, hadn't been in office but for a few months, President, DAA President Renrick Smith, referred to discussion on the matter as beating a dead horse. Thousands of dollars are being owed to the IRS in fines, and the DAA president says, let's not beat a dead horse. Well, one member in the meeting this past Saturday actually stepped up and asked, who's keeping the books? Does anybody know? Anyone that does bookkeeping or accounting knows that it only takes a couple of mouse clicks to generate a report or a series of reports to go to a CPA or a professional tax preparer to prepare the 990. Why can't this be done? No one seems to know who's keeping the books for DAA, what they're using to keep the books, and why can't they generate reports needed to do tax returns? Well, there was one member that in this past Saturday's meeting, actually the 17th of September, one member that requested this information. No one else in the room, which consisted of almost 50 people, members and non-members that showed up for this meeting, CFN reports, no one else in the room asked any questions about this money. Now, there was one, I stand corrected, there was one other person that got up and kind of brought the crowd up to speed, and that was former President John Barnard. Another conversation, another book on John Barnard, not today. No one seems to care or be concerned that this alumni, DAA, the Douglas Alumni Association, for 2 years running, are looking at fees from the IRS in excess of $1,000, $1,400 for 2009, and probably another $1,400 at minimum for 2010. They cannot get their tax returns filed. Again, I ask, who's keeping the books? Well, apparently no one knows. Apparently, they're not keeping books according to any kind of a standard on a computer or anywhere else for that matter, because information relating to this organization's financial business is not turning up. getting into the hands of a tax preparer or a CPA to fill out their 990. What seems to be the problem? And who is this that's not talking about it? And the icing on the cake was clearly the DAA president, Renrick Smith, from the class of 1974, that says, we're not going to beat a dead horse. I don't get it. I don't understand why it's a dead horse. I don't understand why DAA can't do their tax returns timely, properly. I don't understand why they're sitting back and allowing these fines to be generated from the IRS, thousands of dollars in fines, and no one's asking any questions. On the flip side, we heard from DAA member who got up to speak CFN reports at Saturday's 17th of September meeting. And there were, I know, 15 to 20 people that had been named chairpersons on this committee, all for the upcoming number one fundraising event for DAA, which is the NDAC's annual convention, which will be held in Memphis next year. 15 to 20 people, one member got up and said, have volunteered for committees and chairing this committee and chairing that committee. But yet, not one committee, not one person was mentioned to be assigned to find out why DAA can't file its annual 990. No one seems to care. Well, let me tell you, CFN listeners and readers, someone does care. CFN cares, and there are some other members that care. And we're going to get and make sure that the IRS cares, and we'll be updating you on some discussions and conversations we'll be having with the IRS regarding DAA and NDAC. It's no secret. DAA, the Douglas name, does have a guardian angel. And it is not the people that are running the organization as of today. Okay. So much for that section of DAA news. We'd also like to report that I have a note here, an email that was sent asking me to inquire and to alert CFN listeners and readers to the fact that one of the reasons the DAA and the NDAC seems to have as many problems as they do is because the central point and the central focus of all of this being the high school, that's what we're all gathered in the alumni to do, is to benefit and serve the high school. But one of the reasons this person who sent me this email says the DAA and NDAC continues to have problems is because they do not have a principal at Douglas High that unites the community. The community in Douglas is so divided, and it's divided down the lines of family lines. Well, Principal Janet Thompson Ware and her family seems to have a lock on the going-ons within DAA and NDAC. Her, of course, she, of course, being assigned, appointed, however you might want to look at it, as principal, when some people believe there were many more qualified candidates at the time. Nevertheless, Janet Thompson is the principal at Douglas. She's from the Ware family, and the Ware family has definitely invested tons of time and tons of money into these organizations. This will conclude our DAA broadcast today. Do tune in for additional broadcasts that we'll be posting to the Common Folk News website. We can be contacted editor@commonfolknews.com. We can also give us your telephone calls, 800-878-5864. We'd love to hear from you. Get us those emails, letters, telephone calls. We want to hear your voice, because this publication, this online publication, makes a difference. We want to make a difference in those issues that we target and want to bring to you. So definitely, let's make this thing work. It's got to go in a different direction than what it's going. We have some people that are running and in charge of this alumni that definitely are not interested in doing things proper and correctly. And we're going to get to the bottom of it sooner or later. Do tune in further. Common Folk News Online, 800-878-5864.